regarding the internet situation for the tower site. Pennsylvania got a new coordinator for the amateur radio networking segment. So the 44Net, they call it. The organization has become very active. Again, it was never active, so people are actually utilizing it in different counties with their public IP addresses associated for amateur radio. With my communications with them, I re-sparked my proceedings to actually get another block of IP addresses for the club and for myself that's locally ran. One of the wireless ISPs companies I work for has equipment on the tower that the state college repeater has, like 2 miles up the road. I'm trying to tell the guy, like, no, I'm not at this tower site, I'm at this other one. Because as soon as he finally realizes that, they should be able to put a dish in and stuff like that and basically donate it to us. So after filing all the paperwork and stuff, we did have 254 IP addresses that are high priority. So in that aspect, that's a future game plan that I'm trying to achieve, is getting dedicated high-speed internet that is completely remote accessible, no restrictions on amateur radio IP addresses.
How would they get it in there? Microwave it over?
Yeah, over 5 gigahertz. So I just did the prop study here, and it's 1.8 miles away from the tower. Perfect line of sight at,
yeah,
you know, 60 feet above, which is above the tree line. So
yeah, that'll, yeah, I think what we're gonna, hopefully we have a FirstNet modem in there,
yeah,
in the next month.
Okay.
Because we have a directional antenna in the building now, and I was able to get Verizon up. I was able to get about another 6 dB. But again, you never know with the cellular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the receivers are smart, so they're powered up or down, and you don't know where they're, how the cellular network is steering that device, whether it's your phone or whether it's a wireless access point or whatever it might be. So you're never sure. But the AT&T site over there at the other tower site is vigorous, and there's gobs of throughput. I mean, it's like 150 meg down and 30 up. You know, at that point, I can run anything, and then we can, you know, there's plenty of data there. Hopefully, yeah, you know, we just share it. If you got, you know, if the club has needs there too. You know, everything, I kind of view the whole thing there as a shared resource.
Yeah.
I'm not proprietary at all.
No. My main reason for wanting to do the wireless link is, since it's a state tower, Pennsylvania's tower network is pretty rock solid. Like, there's less than half an hour downtime typically if something happens. So whenever, unless like the tower blows everything up, then it's like 2 hours. But
what is that, a state operated internet
microwave
interconnect connection? Mm-hmm. That's part of, I guess, their P25 system. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, company I deal with, they rent, well, they purchase bandwidth over it, and the only time I've ever had issues using one of those state towers is whenever lightning hit the tower twice in 1 week. Getting hardware to replace it twice was very difficult, but for uptime and, you know, not having issues meeting prox servers for EchoLink and everything else and all the other weirdness.
EchoLink to me has always been incredibly buggy.
Yes.
I mean, just the system itself is just,
unless you run it as a headless Linux, as it's supposed to design, yeah, it does not work on Windows or any other operating system. But I just want to put that out there. That's something I'm still trying to get set up, so where I would give you a router for the D-Star radio at your QTH. Then the entire UI is publicly accessible over an amateur radio IP address. So any club assets and different things like that can be hosted on our dedicated amateur radio network. So that's a thing I'm trying to get rolling again after talking to the new coordinator for Pennsylvania.
I just want to say at this point, I feel like we're really fortunate to have such a range of talents of people participating in this club. And everybody brings something different to the table. And I think together, you know, we can make some good things happen. I mean, this and people taking initiative. I mean, it's a great feeling. I like being with you guys. I like doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think together we can do some things, you know, to help this part of the state, to help the community. So we take a lot of things for granted. We take it for granted when we pick this up, it just works. And it almost always does. And they do a great job of providing that. But, you know, we all know it's fragile too, so.